presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. Ben Bruss here to tell you about Road America, where vintage racing lives on, Joshy. We talked about earlier the amount of fun that I had at the Cup Series race at Road America. I experienced all the sights, sounds, and smells from my favorite racetrack in North America, the largest racetrack in North America, 4.1 mile road course. The 2022 season offers tons of opportunities to watch vintage race cars take on the iconic track. And that means the WeatherTech International Challenge with Brian Redman is descending upon downtown Elkhart Lake in Road America July 14th through the 17th. It's starting tomorrow, people. So get your tickets at roadamerica.com. Come for the experience and stay for the race. Road America, America's national park of speed.
The Milwaukee Bucks and Pat Connaughton agree to a 3-year, $28.5 million extension. His total deal is now 4 years, $34 million. This coming a few weeks after, maybe a week after, because the last time when they signed Bobby Portis, Benny, where were we?
Where were we?
Road America.
Vroom, vroom, Road America.
Yes, and that was a 4-year, $49 million contract. So now between Bobby Portis and Pat Connaughton, they have tied up $83 million over the next 4 seasons.
That's a lot of money for guys that didn't even start in the playoffs.
That is over $20 million a year for two gentlemen who, yeah, I mean, right, they're the first two options off the bench for this Bucks team right now. You look at that, I think everybody loves Pat Connaughton as a Wisconsinite. Everybody loves Pat Connaughton as a Buck. Everybody loves Pat Connaughton in pretty much every respect. Both of those guys are very highly revered.
I would say Pat Connaughton's like Jake Kumerow, Jared Aberderis type that actually is like really like good at what he does. Fair? Like, you know, he was like that folk hero for the Bucks almost.
I mean, a little bit, but I wonder if the value is there. When you look at this from an unemotional, team building, ruthless NBA lens, are they misvaluing these signings? Like, are they throwing a little bit too much money at some of these guys? And again, we've talked about this. The idea that they're just bringing back the same exact guys, you could look at it and say, well, they're the best team in the league. They kept their core together. Or you could look at it and say, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. You're usually getting one or the other.
And so I think that's where my biggest worry is when I think about Drew, Chris, Bobby, Pat, and Giannis. Those are five guys that are locked up for the next 3 years. And I hate to break it to Bucks fans, like, that's great. Like, if you're running it back with the same team this year and it doesn't work and your team ages again, I'm not feeling great about it. I'm just not, because you don't really have a lot of flexibility to do a lot of things, because you sign Bobby, you sign Pat, Chris is getting paid a heck ton of money, Drew Holiday as well, who signed an extension, so you have everyone wrapped up, and if this team isn't it, if this core, these main five aren't going to get it done, you're not going to get a lot of value as Bobby continues to go, as Pat continues to grow older. Chris is already older. Drew is already older. Giannis is the only appreciating asset that's getting paid for the Milwaukee Bucks, and he's not going anywhere. So if this doesn't work, the Bucks are handcuffing themselves to a core of five guys where, again, they could move guys, but they're not going to get the value, the max value that they would probably the peak right now. Because, again, Connaughton, I love him. I love him, what he can do for the Bucks. I don't know if the market for Pat Connaughton is going to be, you know, a player and a first-round pick. So I worry about if the Bucks are not able to repeat or at least get back to the world championship this year, you're putting yourself in a spot where you don't have a lot of flexibility to make your team better other than signing guys at the vet minimum. And that's going to be on Giannis to continue to develop then, because look, LeBron was able to take teams that weren't very good with a lot of guys that were on the vet min and get them to the championship, but they weren't able to get over the hump. So if this team isn't able to get over the hump and this is what you're stuck with, it's kind of a bad spot to kind of handcuff yourself with.
800-990-3776. I guess I want to open this up to the Scalzo and Bruss family. Like, how do we feel about $80 million, $20 million a year for Bobby and Pat Connaughton? Like, those are guys that were huge values to the Bucks organization when they were brought in and they were over exceeding their contract, mm-hmm. right? This happens all the time in sports where somebody's a great deal. Rasul Douglas for the Packers last year was a great deal. This year, making $7.5 million, which isn't a ton, will he be a great deal? And you have to have some great deals on your roster in order to build a team the right way. Now, because the NBA is set up the way the NBA is set up, and you can only pay a guy so much, Giannis is a great deal for the Bucks.
It's an amazing
deal. On the max contract. Because you can't pay him more. If you could, some other team would come in and say, we'll pay you $70 million.
Like Damian Lillard has just got a 2-year, $120 million extension. He's getting more than Giannis. So think about what the Bucks have by signing Giannis to that Supermax, where Giannis is never even going to make as much as Damian Lillard will in those 2 years.
What's more surprising to me is, are the Bucks negotiating against themselves? What would Pat Connaughton or Bobby Portis be worth on the open market? Like, if they were to hit free agency, are they getting the contracts they got from the Milwaukee Bucks? Are they getting more? Are they getting less?
That's the thing, is I actually think that Bobby probably would have got somewhere around what he signed for. But that doesn't mean that it's the best option for your team long term. Pat Connaughton, again, probably would have got around what he is, but again, he would have been a starter for a different team. And so again, the pieces fit. We know this team won a championship with all five of these guys. All five of the guys we're talking about that are locked in for the next 3 years for sure. Drew, Chris, Bobby, Giannis, and Pat have won a championship. So I get the idea of building a dynasty with the guys that you've won with. But are these the guys? And like you said, Greg, now that you're paying Pat Connaughton and Bobby Portis more money than they were getting on those team-friendly deals where they were outperforming their contracts, and I wouldn't even say team-friendly. They signed Pat Connaughton, and people thought it was too big of a contract for Pat Connaughton. And then he outplayed it so much that, like, can you outplay two contracts now? I don't know. I just think it's a tough spot for them if they are not able to repeat to have all of this money in five players and not be able to move them for good assets to make them better or younger.
When you think about value, you have to think about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, because they have the highest quality product you can put into your home when it comes to windows and doors. They've got more innovation than anybody else in their field. But the service, the people are second to none. How much is your time worth? How much is your stress worth? That is what you get with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You get value, especially now, because it's rare to find a deal like this on such a premium brand like Pella. Right now, have beautiful Pella windows installed on your home and pay 0% financing for 4 years. Now, if you prefer to skip the financing, you get $250 off per window. And if you're upgrading to Pella's innovative Easy Slide series, take $400 off per window. Incredible deals. So don't miss out on 0% financing for 4 years. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. And I think that's where you need to...
I know you do.
I've got... Josh has it in size 50 font in front of me. He's in my ear. I can hear
it's
you guys
36.
Talking to each other. I understand what you want to do next. And now, just to be that guy, I'm going to tease something completely. No, I won't. But I have to finish telling the people about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, because then when they installed windows and doors on my home, help improve the home value of my house. Not only that, saved us so much stress and anxiety because of how amazing, how easy they were to work with us, and now completely redefined our home by knocking out some windows, putting in some patio doors. So check them out. PellaWI.com/radio. That's PellaWI.com/radio. On the old National Bank talk and text line, Chris in Kohler chimes in. Ben.
Yes.
I need you to answer immediately after I ask you this question.
Go ahead.
You're on a trolley. And at the end of that trolley is Josh. But you can pull the lever.
Uh-oh.
And the train would run over Ashton. What are you doing?
Ashton's so much nicer than Josh. Sorry, Josh.
Back to square one.
Caller number three, BB or BS, 800-990-3776. We want caller number three, BB or BS. Ben Brust has five stories or statements about himself. You have to discern if they are BB, true, or BS, false. 800-990-3776. Caller three to play a BB or BS, 800-990-3776. BB or BS. Coming up next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.